again, everyone. I'm Jerry Strauss, and you are officially down with the 90s, the decade that brought you bright stars, brighter colors, even brighter clothes, and some of the best times of your life. This week, we're going to go back and we're going to revisit not only why the 90s were some of the best times of your life, but maybe, just maybe, some of the fittest times in your life, some of the most healthy times of your life. And if that is the case, big reason for that is most likely our guest this week. She is one of the fitness icons, I'd say, from the late 80s, the 90s, all the way up until today and beyond. She is a former fitness instructor of the year, and she's also, more importantly for those who are familiar with her, the woman behind Buns of Steel, the series that sold more than 10 million copies. So, unbelievable. Great to have her on. Tammy Lee Webb, thank you for joining us here on the show.
Thanks for having me, Jerry. It's a pleasure. Has it really been not in the 90s? So that puts us up about 20 years.
Well, you know, I think of it more like 14 years ago, really. The 90s were still going on. And we can round that to 10, and then, you know, you can sort of push it a little more. That's the way I think of it.
Boy, time flies and you're having fun.
Absolutely, and it seems like you're still having fun and going strong, and we're going to talk about that. But I just want to go back to the beginning just a little bit for people who know of you and probably know and are familiar with a lot of your videos, and they've seen you in action, but maybe don't know how you got to that point. Now, you were a phys ed major. You got a Bachelor of Arts in phys ed when you were at, let's see, California State University, right?
Chico, yes.
Yeah,
in Northern California. Mm-hmm.
So, obviously, an interest in physical education. What was your, at that point, what was your career aspiration?
Well, you know, when you get into college, you're thinking, you know, what do I really want to do? And I always enjoyed fitness, but keep in mind, back then, aerobic dance was just starting to pop up, you know, a few studios here or there. So basically what you would be going into is being a phys ed teacher. And so I thought maybe nursing, and I kind of looked into nursing, but I don't do well with sick people and blood. So I stuck with fitness, and thank goodness aerobic dance studios started popping up, and I got involved with women's bodybuilding when women's bodybuilding really looked like women. And then it just kept evolving, and so I went straight through and finished in a master's degree in exercise science. And then got out and thought that there would be a teaching job, and there just wasn't right away. And so I went to work at a place called the Golden Door, which is an elite resort spa where very wealthy people would come and spend a week and pay thousands of dollars to get in shape. And that's where I went and continued my work and learning for another 3 years before I was out on my own.
And what does being out on your own entail at this point? Where do we bridge the gap between mortal and the immortal superhero of fitness that you eventually would become?
Well, back then, you know, it wasn't as competitive as it was now. And actually, I was traveling, training teachers, other fitness teachers, to teach group exercise classes and weight training and choreography. And so I traveled around the world. I went to Japan and Italy and Germany and Norway and Canada and Brazil, all over training teachers. But I realized that I really wanted to do fitness on television or in video form because I was able to reach a bigger audience that way. And I thought, in order to do that, I need to stay home a little bit more in the States. And about that time, ESPN had come around and asked me to audition for a new show that they were doing on ESPN called Fitness Pros, which I did, and I actually got. And about that same time, Buns of Steel came about. And the interesting part is a lot of people don't really know the story of Buns of Steel. I mean, I'd like to take the credit that I came up with the concept, the idea, the name, and everything, but I did not. The workouts are definitely mine. I did all of those. But actually, it was a gentleman that at the time was in Alaska, and he had some clubs, and I guess a student of his once, or a member, said, "You've got Buns of Steel." And he thought, wow, what a great name. So he videotaped himself doing, you know, the traditional leg lifts and donkey kicks and all these, you know, floor exercises with a lot of different women in the room. And he looked like a young Chuck Norris. He had a headband and leg warmers. And so meanwhile, he videotapes it, gets it in video form, and starts to promote it, but meanwhile gets in trouble from the IRS because I guess he wasn't paying employee taxes. So he leaves the video with, I know, he probably doesn't appreciate me sharing that part, leaves the video with a guy and says, "Hey, if you can get this out there, you know, I'll give you a percentage of it." So he leaves the country, and so they put it out there and it, in like a catalog thing. And it does really well in San Francisco, and they realize, okay, they've got a guy on the cover. He looks, you know, he's handsome. And so they thought, we need to change the cover of this, because, as you know, everything in marketing is how does it look? I mean, that's your first initiation with any program or product. So they put a woman's body on it, and it did really well. So they thought, well, we want to do more, but we don't want him. We want a girl. We want a woman. And so I was suggested because, one, I knew fitness, two, I trained people, and three, I had a butt. So I was only supposed to do one, and the way that I set it up was basically I have all access to I have all rights to make sure that everything that goes in the program is my creations, and that the video box would have my name and my body on there, which it did. And so it did really well, and then they came back and asked me to do two more, and then it did well. And it just kept spinning like that, and pretty soon I remember having all 10 spots on the billboard of all these different titles. And so that's kind of how it took off.
Wow, that's amazing. And whatever happened to the guy who came up with the idea?
The guy that came up with the idea, well, his name's Greg Smithy. He eventually, you know, came back, and he's a millionaire. Thank you to my butt and body parts. I'm happy because he obviously was smart enough to come up with, hey, let's do something with that name. And, so he's, you know, collects royalties and sits back and is so happy that he really doesn't need to do anything. He just needs to collect the royalties.
Good for him. Pay those taxes. All right.
Yeah.
so let me just ask you, I mean, just to get a bit of a better time frame of what was going on here. Now, you had said that you had this inclination that you wanted to be on TV and then on video, and that's what brought you to ESPN and then to this. How common were fitness videos at that point?
Oh, it wasn't common on. I mean, Jane Fonda had the number one fitness video. Kathy Smith was out there. Denise Austin. So
okay.
there was a few handful. You know, there was Tony Little, Gilad, and I know all these people. They're all, other than probably Jane, you know, people that I've had contact with. In fact, Kathy Smith and I are very good friends, and she was one of my mentors. And so, you know, but we were probably, when I say we, being the Buns of Steel was at the time with a company called Mare Group from New York, is that then we created the first infomercial that is really what launched it. So there are the Platinum or the Classic series, and then we went in to do the Platinum series. And the Platinum series, what we did is I invited two other professional instructors, Donna Richardson and Tracy York, to be on the video with me. And it happened to be that they were on ESPN with me at the time, too. So we worked really well together because we knew each other. We knew how each other operated, and we'd just gotten off of production where we had to come up with God knows how many fitness shows. So anyway, we did I think it was 5 videos together, and that's when we launched the infomercial, and it did extremely well. And then QVC had asked me to go on to promote, it was the classics. And I don't know if you know how QVC works, but it's kind of like, you know, as long as people are calling in and it's selling, then they keep you on until the product runs out. So I was only scheduled to be on for, like, I think 15 minutes, and within the first 5 minutes, the product was sold out. And I was off, and I thought, oh, my God, what did I do? Was it bad? Or they're like, oh, no, we're out of product. So it did extremely well, and I think at that time it was probably the most well-known one because we took ours to an infomercial, which is not what the others had done at that time.
Yeah, that sounds like, just generally speaking, at that point, infomercials, you said yours was the first of its kind, or was it the first infomercial?
Not the first of its first. It was probably the first big fitness video infomercial.
Okay.
Gotcha. There are other things that were of exercise products, but not of a video.
But still pretty groundbreaking. I mean, it just seems like you had a very sharp eye for trying to do things that are sort of in front of the pack, sort of innovative, you know, ahead of the trends, really, as opposed to waiting until everyone has done something before you hopped on it. And I think it sounds like that definitely benefited you in a lot of ways.
Well, I'm definitely not a gal that says, you know, sits back and snoozes. I believe if you snooze, you lose, so you better go for it. And I think it was just a good timing of the right storm, you know. It was the right combination of the marketing, you know, the everybody that was behind the product. So it's really not me alone. I mean, it takes a team of experts, and I'm just a part of that team. I happen to be the face of that team and the front of that team. And yes, those are my workouts. Those are, you know, I created those and I put those together. And but, you know, who think about the poor woman that said, wow, you've got buns of steel. I don't think she got anything from
us. Yeah, you should probably send her a
so
DVD.
Grateful. Yeah, I have no idea who it is. But anyway, I mean, it was just the perfect storm and the right timing. And you know, and of course, today there's dime a dozen. I mean, you can go on YouTube, online, you know, now I do a thing called Spiral Fit, which means the breath of life, and it's streaming, online streaming videos and workouts. And you can, you know, you can load me up and have me 24/7 and on your iPhone or on your television or whatever. I mean, the technology today compared to what it was back then. And what we say is people started emailing and calling me going, you know, my abs is still my favorite video, and I don't have a VCR anymore. I need it
right,
on
right.
DVD. So I decided I obviously have to convert these to DVD and digital download to stay with mm-hmm. today's demand.
And I'll tell you, this is how I became familiar with you, probably about 10 years ago, because I hadn't been familiar with you, no knock on you, just didn't actually own any fitness videos, quite frankly, until I met my girlfriend, who is now my wife. And she has your entire collection of VHS, and she'd be doing them all the time, every morning, and I'd be, you know, kind of watching while I was eating breakfast. And I want to get into your style in a minute, but I just remember that the thing that I noticed about you before anything else is the common thing that ran through everything that she would do on a regular basis, which is that you wore this very distinct visor. And I said, before I knew your name, I said, you're doing the visor workout. And she said, yeah, I've got a variety of visor workouts.
I never wore a visor. It was I wore a hat on a couple of my videos.
Oh, really?
It was a hat. Yeah.
It looked like
a visor is flipped up, huh? Okay. So the bad part about re-releasing these now is the hairstyle and the leotards and all that is a little outdated. But
That's exactly what made me think of you for this show, actually, is just thinking about how, you know, over the years.
My outdated exercise wear.
No. But it was a slice of life back then, definitely. You were, and at that point, you were, again, right in the trend. You were ahead of the curve and just offering sort of this look that was very modern. And I think that was probably part of the appeal at that point. It looked like an episode of 90210, and that's a compliment.
Well, thank you.
Not a problem.
That's funny.
So let me ask you, because, I mean, you mentioned a lot of your peers who had videos at the time, and, of course, so many more have come after you, so many different types of workouts, different types of personalities, different types of styles. And I don't, you know, I can't really compare with what was going on back then, but I can compare what I've seen of your work to some of the things I've seen since. And I think you probably have from what I've seen, some of the more, I don't know if gentle is the right word, but a very soothing sort of vibe is what I got from your workout. Not a lot of testosterone, not a lot of, you know, go, go, go. Just a very relaxing sort of, not necessarily a yoga vibe, but a very relaxing, casual, let's go through and do this, no pressure, let's just, you know, get this done, we're going to feel great. Is that sort of what you've carried through your entire career?
Yes, and I think you're probably referring to, like, if you, you know, turn on the tube today, you know, you get Insanity and the, you know, Turbo This, and I have to say, I mean, because I know the infomercial business and I know the fitness business, is that people will catch you on a hype. And for me personally, I'm in it for the long run. I look at the big picture, and I want I call them my workout buddies. They're not my fans. They're my workout buddies, and I want us to be working for a really long time. I think because of my background in the human body and knowing how it operates, that that's how I design my workouts. So my workouts are based on what I know mechanically, biomechanically, about the human body. And that changes. Working out in your 20s, your 30s, your 40s, your 50s, and your 60s, and so on, it's going to change. One common thread is we need to keep moving, but how we move is going to be a little bit different. So really there should be a warning, you know, when it's an advertise on television and it, let's say it's the Insanity workout, it should be, you know, this is for the young at heart that feel their body is going, I can do that. Because I've never had any injuries from working out. My knees are, my joints are great. Everything, you know, might take me a little bit of a little longer recovery, but I'm in it for the long haul, and I want my workout buddies to feel good. And unless you're really training for something, let's say you want to enter some athletic contest, should you really be taking your body and pushing your body to that degree? I mean, nowadays the people are getting into CrossFit, and nothing against CrossFit. I'm all for any exercise as long as it is safe, effective, and personally, I think it should be fun. But people that are doing it don't need to be doing it. Why take your body to that torment unless you're going to be training for something? You don't have to. Gentle exercise does not mean that you're not going to get in shape. And it just means that your body is going to really love and appreciate you longer than to be beating it up.
Do you think there's a dangerous trend going on now as far as all these running events and marathons and things like that that are adding all these extra gimmicky stipulations, running through the mud, all these like extra little things that seem to be popping up that are along the lines of almost military training. Do you think that's all part of that trend to push ourselves to the extreme?
Yeah, well, people are always trying to, you know, create new workouts, keep it interesting, motivating, because you don't want to get bored. But, again, I'm not opposed to those types of workouts, but what I want to make cautious is that who should be doing those and why are you doing it? If it's a personal challenge for yourself, then yeah, go for it. But you want to be aware of the consequences of taking, you know, let's say a 50-year-old body through a program that most military 19, 20-year-olds are doing. And not to say that, you know, you can be in your 50s, 60s, and you can't do some Navy SEAL workout. But again, it why? Fitness is really, we need it. We need, our bodies need movement. It needs to be exercise. But to what degree, at what level? And I think that as long as you're consistent, then you're going to be fine. But you really don't need all those over-the-top workouts unless you're really training for something. And, for instance, like when I'm getting ready maybe to go do a production or where I need to drop some weight, basically it's more of my nutrition than anything. Because I already exercise. I probably exercise 6 days a week. But I change it up. I don't do the same thing. And I'm a little bit more gentle on my body than what I was back, you know, in my 20s and 30s. I mean, you would just do anything. So I think there's a lot of different programs out there. You just got to do your homework and find the right one or a few of them that you enjoy doing. And keep in mind that not all of those, when we think of exercise, just going out, you know, ballroom dancing, working in your yard is exercise. There's so many ways to get a really good workout in and where it's not classified as this is a workout. I mean, I don't garden because I don't have a garden, but my mom loves gardening. So she'll go out and she trims hedges and she's digging. She's so sore the next day because think about holding your arms up. Clapping flippers or whatever it's called. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a lot of upper body exercise.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I know what you mean. So let's go back to your Buns of Steel. Now, so you create this enterprise, this mammoth movement in fitness that skyrockets you to this iconic status that lives all the way to today and beyond. What kind of imitators did you see? Because, I mean, with the success of yours, I have to imagine that not only did it just open the doors for a big glut of fitness videos in general, but I have to imagine that somebody tried to do, like something very similar, like knockoffs, like Butt of Iron or whatever the case may be. Did you see people try to get slick and try to, you know, try to capitalize on what you'd accomplished?
Well, yeah. I mean, everybody's going to try and jump on the bandwagon. And you know, I personally, I don't care. I think it's great when it inspires others to do something, not to really just copy someone, but I look at it this way as I am who I am and nobody can really be that. I can't be somebody else either. So what I do and how I do it, nobody else can do. It boils down to a personality and how I create the workouts and present them to you. Because there are people who can, gosh, what were they? There was some things that were tried to copy Buns of Steel, but it would be, you know, Buns of something else, but
right, aluminum.
Yeah, but you know what? The consumers make the decision. The consumers are the ultimate decision maker, and I remember I was doing a photo shoot once, and the guy was, he didn't know who he was shooting. He just thought he was shooting some girl, fitness girl. And he started telling the story how he bought this video for his wife as a joke called Buns of Steel. And we're all kind of just kind of giggling, and he goes, and it turned out she loved it. Do you know her? And I'm like, really, dude? But it kind of started off as a joke, and then more and more people caught on. I mean, in colleges, I would get letters from girls saying, you know, we have Buns of Steel Night, we have Abs of Steel Night, and they all would get together and share their videos. And yeah, it became a pretty big phenomenon. And when I asked people, I said, well, what was it about it? And they, the things that came back to me were, you made it feel like you were right there in the living room with us. Like, you just talked to us as you were our personal trainer right there. You weren't yelling and screaming at us. You weren't, you know, calling the body parts silly names. You really knew what you're doing, and I actually learned something from it. And, of course, the other one is I got results. I got results from that. And so what's happening now is that years later, whatever years we decided this was now, is that people are remembering. Yeah, but we're down to five now. They think back and they go, what was I doing when I was in the best shape of my life? Oh, yeah, I was doing. And so they will email me and say, you know, I'm looking for, well, I have 22 titles, 22. And they're trying to describe it. You were wearing that. I'm like, oh, my gosh. I can't, you know, but they want that particular one because that was the one they got in the best shape of their life. Now, granted, not that it's going to, it will help them again. However, you're probably, you know, 5, 10, 15 years older. And at this time now, there's some other changes that are going on in your body. And I always tell people, honestly, fitness, you need it. But if you don't incorporate a good nutrition program along with the exercises, you're just not going to get the results that you're really looking for. You've got to incorporate a good nutrition plan.
I'm going to ask you an ugly little question now, so don't get mad, but I got to ask. Do you get, like, teenagers who contact you and say, my mom used your stuff, and I'm interested also?
Okay. So I have quite a few stories, but so the G-rated one is yes.
Wow, we got to hear the other one.
I will have, you know, daughters say, hey, my mom used to work out with you all the time, and I remember watching her. And I do have a lot of mother and daughter teams, you know, that are doing it still. Or I like to joke when someone says, oh, yeah. I go, yeah, probably your grandmother would remember me. You probably don't. But they're like, no, my mom worked out with you all the time. I used to watch her, and now, you know, I need to get in shape. But one time I got a letter from a young boy who was, I think he was 14, and he was trying to be very, very polite in the letter. But he wanted to know if I would take a picture in my underwear and send it to him. And
as long as he was polite.
And I'm like, okay. And usually I just totally ignore stuff like this. And I responded and I said, you know, first of all, please, because he had said, my mom worked out with you all the time. And you were her favorite fitness person. And it started out that way. And I thought, oh, this is going to be a really nice letter, until it got to that. And I responded and I said, you know, please thank your mom for, you know, working out with me. I so appreciate it. And I'm sure you're a very nice young man that shouldn't be asking women to take any pictures in their underwear. And I just made it very, you know, like, please, you know, thank your mom, and left it at that. And 2 days go by, and I get an email from his mother.
Ooh.
apologizing.
Oh, he got caught.
Oh, my, he got caught. And just, she was so embarrassed, and she said, you know, I am so embarrassed. I cannot believe that he did that, ever asked that of you. And for his punishment, you will be receiving an email of an apology. And his punishment is he has to mow the lawn in his underwear for the next 2 weeks. And sure enough, the next day I get an email from him apologizing, and he says, and then he says, P.S., the lesson learned is not to let my mom on my computer.
Well, there you go. At least he got something out of it. So, just for our listeners, to recap the important part of this story now, this young boy basically sent you a letter, not necessarily a proposition, but asking for a picture of you in a state of near undress. And you were still nice enough to write a letter back to him. Ladies and gentlemen, if not the most influential fitness video instructor, celebrity, icon, whatever, certainly the nicest. Taylor Webb, wow. That's a great story.
Well, he was a young guy, and he was as the letter started out, he was very, very sweet and polite. And then it was just that part. And he never used any, you know, bad words. It was just that part. But it was kind of funny because he really made it a point of saying how, you know, important that my workouts were to his mom, and she loved all my videos. And I was thinking that he was going to ask for one for her instead of asking for a picture in my underwear. But so I don't know what inspired me to write back. But anyway, it all turned out well. I'm sure he doesn't do that anymore, or at least has a pass on his computer.
Who knows who he's writing to now?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, so let me ask you, before we move into what's going on with you right now, I just want to ask now, all this craziness, you've sold over 10 million copies of this. That means over 10 million people at some point in time over the course of whatever number of years were basically including you in their lifestyle, for the most part, probably on a regular basis, many of them every day. Did you at any point begin to feel the suffocation of any, you know, like a celebrity sort of lifestyle? I mean, people recognizing you in public, and did you have to go through that sort of time when maybe you were really hot and people were really after you?
Back in the day, maybe, but, you know, I'm lucky if anybody recognizes me today. In fact, I was in Nashville a couple of weeks ago for the country music festival, and I was at the baggage getting my bags, and this young girl grabs her bag, and she comes over, and she goes, "Hey, I just want to tell you, I'm a big fan." And I'm thinking, oh, you know, fan of your Rascal Flatts, or, you know, who are we going to go see? And I kind of looked at her puzzle, and she goes, "No, your videos." I'm like, oh, thank you. Because it's not as recognized, I think, today as it certainly was back in the 90s. But I think the funniest one was where I was bent over in an airport. The reason I was bent over, I was getting something out of a bag, and this guy comes up and says, "Hey, I just want to tell you how much I love your Abs of Steel." And I'm thinking, okay, I was bent over. Did you see me before bent over, or was it that part was just sticking up there and you recognized it? And
you were like, well, I've seen that before.
Yeah, so definitely recognized a lot during that time. And what I learned was, I mean, I'm generally very nice. I mean, it's hard to catch me on a bad day, but, you know, I'm a farm girl that grew up in Northern California, three brothers, and I just was always taught to, you know, be kind to people. And so I always made an effort to always take time to talk to people, because I also felt like I could learn something from them. Like, I want to know, why do you work out with me? What is it that you like about the workouts, and how can I improve them? What would you like to see in the future? So they really gave me a lot of information. And the other side of that is, when you go into production to shoot videos, you're looking at a camera. You're looking at a lens. And you don't have this big energy that you have when you're teaching in front of a group of people. So the energy level is really, it's, you know, it's quiet on set. You've got, you know, people maybe behind you. And so you have to really kick it up and like there's somebody in that lens that is really, really listening to you. So whenever I got the chance to actually meet those people, I took advantage of it. I did have a few stalkers, I have to admit. I had one guy that snuck in my house and hid in my closet. I wasn't home, but
wow.
That was
brave,
a little
man.
Scary. I had another guy, I'm at a stop light, and he gets out of his car, knocks on my window, about scared me to death. So those were a little scary, but for the most part, I enjoy talking to my workout buddies. And especially today, I'm lucky if anybody would recognize, but everyone.
Well, at the same time, I kind of get the impression that you're not the kind of person that was running around chasing celebrity or chasing after paparazzi to get your picture taken and things like that, even though there, I'm sure you could have. I'm sure you could have probably chased after a lot more of that extraneous celebrity stuff. And it doesn't sound like that's what you were all about. You were really and
no.
all continue to be more about the longevity of what you're doing.
Yes. I'm in it for the long run. And, you know, when it was hot, yeah, there was a lot more recognition. But that isn't why I did it. I mean, I never even thought it would make me a living as it did. But I'm very grateful, and it continues to make a living for me. But it's also what I enjoy doing. I always tell people, you know, if you have a passion and you're doing that, that's not a job. It's a love for what you do. And I love helping people. I love anything that I can do to better especially their physical and their mental side.
That's great. And you continue to do it today. Let's talk about everything you have going on right now. Now, of course, you're continuing to promote the still evolving Buns of Steel line. Give us the specifics of exactly what is available to someone who may be jumping into this for the first time, if they've been living under a rock for the last 5, 10, 15, whatever we've decided it's been.
Yeah, and it can be very confusing, but I sell them mostly on my website, TammyLeeWebb.com, or you can put in Buns of Steel or my name, and it'll come up with it, because a lot of people don't know how to spell Tamalee. But there you'll see a line of them, and I put them in volumes. So volume one are the first three videos that I did, which is Buns of Steel 3, Abs of Steel, and Arms and Abs of Steel. And then in volume two is Abs of Steel 2, Legs of Steel, and Buns of Steel 5, which is a beginner. And then in the next three are only available in digital. So the first two volumes are DVDs, they come in threes, or you can get them as a digital download. And then I just released a 3-disc of the Platinum series, and at the time, the only ones I have of those are the Step Aerobics, the Abs of Steel, and the Thighs of Steel. It is Warner Brothers that actually owns the rights to these products now, and trying to get the masters back to be able to convert them, they have misplaced some of them. So that's why I have two titles that are missing right now. But
that
other than that,
a piece of history. That's
I
horrible.
Know. Can you believe that? And they weren't going to do anything with them. I mean, I had to go back and convince them that, no, trust me, people want these again. They want them on DVD and digital, and they didn't want to, you know, Warner Brothers is so big, they could care less, and they really don't do a lot in fitness anymore. So basically I license them back, and then I convert them and put them back out there. So that's kind of where it's at. But you can get, so if it says Buns of Steel 3, which is the very first one that I did, basically it focuses on the lower body, so a lot to do with your butt and your legs, your thighs, but I do some abs and some upper body in it. Abs of Steel is a 3 10-minute, so you can choose a 10-minute program, like do one 10-minute a day, Or if you're feeling like you really need to work your abs, which nobody really needs to do 30 minutes. Trust me, you just don't need it. But there's 3 10-minutes. And then so the classics are typically just me in it. When you move on to the platinum, it's with the two other instructors, and they all have a cardio with it. So if it says Abdusteel, it means it's going to have a little aerobic dance at the beginning, and then we're going to go into abdominal exercises with each of us doing probably about 8 minutes of ab exercises. But you can view the video. So if you go to my website, tamileeweb.com, or you can also go to my YouTube channel, Tammy Lee Webb Fitness, and view them there before you actually decide if you want to purchase them or, you know, do a digital download. But if you also find me on Facebook, and it's Tammy Lee Webb or the Tammy Lee Webb Fitness, and I try and answer all. It might take me a while, but I do try and answer any questions. I try and post things. Have a blog that's going on right now that we talk all about abs. Abs in your 20s, in your 30s, in your 40s, and what happens when you go through menopause, and men's abs. And so I try and get a blog out once a week. And anything you want on body parts, I've got them.
That is the greatest slogan I've ever heard in my entire life. I'm sure your 14-year-old friend would truly enjoy that. What's your plans in the future? Are you looking to put out more content, more workout material?
Well, I have been asked to when I was going to shoot another DVD. I've been busy with ThyroFit because I go in, I go up once a month up to LA and I shoot 3 shows. So on ThyroFit.com, you can go there. It's a subscription base and you can work out with me, you know, 24/7. And the great thing about that is my dog, I have a little rescue dog that's a tripod, and she's on set most of the time with me on my workouts on ThyroFit. But I probably will eventually go back in and do some more. I've been asked to go back into a college situation and be a professor and start teaching again, which I am probably going to do in the fall. But yeah, as long as people keep requesting it and want some, then I guess I'll be doing it.
If enough people write in, do you think maybe you'd consider bringing back the hat? Because I think
seriously?
Just sort of that pool.
You're the first person that has said anything about the hat. Usually,
you know, and maybe it's just because the stuff that we happen to own, it's on all of them. So I thought that was your thing, but
okay,
Gary,
I'm gonna send you the other ones where usually my hair was up on top, like it looked like a pebble, you know, with like a spout up on top.
Okay.
We will get you some without the hats, okay?
I believe you, but I love the hat, so no worries there. I think
that
it could be a big retro movement. People are ready to embrace it again. But,
okay.
Okay.
I'll consider it.
Okay. Thank you. That's all I ask. Your Twitter. Are you active on your Twitter?
Yes, I'm active on Twitter. Usually, whatever I post, my blogs or anything, they go there as well. Anybody tweets me, I will respond. And I'm not big on just saying, hey, I'm here or there. If it's not something of worthy to share with you, then I'm not posting it. Like I'm not saying, hey, I'm shopping now at Bloomingdale's.
I think the world appreciates that. Thank you.
I'm not a 24/7 Twitter, but I am definitely doing that. And, Twitter and Facebook and YouTube and my website. And I still go around. I get some appearances and speaking, which I really enjoy, and usually my dog Izzy's with me. We do a thing called Paws of Steel, where I've done little workouts with people and their dogs. So I'm a big animal activist, so we do a lot of work there too.
Great, great. All right. Well, Tammy Lee, one of the great innovators, certainly, one of the great icons leading us to greater fitness. And I think, as you've said many times during this interview, you're in it for the long haul. You continue to prove that you're just as dependable and effective and results-oriented as you've always been. I think that people who've known you and people who maybe are learning about you, maybe in this interview for the first time, have learned that you're definitely someone who can help them get to where they want to be without feeling harassed or intimidated.
Yeah, I probably won't be yelling at you, but I can make you feel guilty.
So you're like my mom. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Well,
so don't be sitting there on the sofa just watching. You better be up and moving with me.
Yes, ma'am. I'll go to my room now. So great. Tammy Lee, thank you so, so much. It's been great to have you here down with the 90s once again. And thank you for joining us. Any last words for our listeners?
My pleasure, Jerry. It was a pleasure chatting with you. And if anybody has any questions about the product or for myself, they can, you know, either tweet or go to Facebook or my website, and I will definitely get back to you. So thank you for sharing me with your audience. I so appreciate it. And
no problem.
Be fit.
Sharing is what
be happy, healthy, and fit, okay?
Absolutely. You too. Thanks so much. Thanks to everyone for listening. We're going to see you next week right here on Down with the 90s.